This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1069, How to Give a Toast in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. If you are attending dinners, parties, New Year's celebrations, or work events, what if someone asks you to give a toast? Today, we'll give you a three-step plan to give a great toast in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, happy holidays. We are into mid-December now. I can't believe it.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love the holidays. This is my favorite time of year, hands down. I get so excited about Christmas. I mean, James and I, we have so many Christmas traditions already. Like, there's this thing, I don't know if you know about it, but you could go on the NORAD website. And you could follow Santa's progress around the world. Awesome. And they have like this map, like this interactive map that you like look at with kids and you're like, ooh, he's in Peru.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Like, it's that's so cool.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I love it. Yeah. Do you prefer Christmas over Thanksgiving then?
Oh, yeah, by far. I love Christmas. Mm. And we're not like churchy people or anything. It's right. Not. It's about the family. It's about being with friends and family and that time you share together. Yes. It's always just been just so special to me throughout my life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, Lindsay, are you going to be with your family this Christmas?
Absolutely. I'm going to be spending time with we're going to be at my brother's place for Christmas Eve. And I think that's really what it is. It's spending time with my niece because she's five, you know, having yes. kids around Christmas time. Totally. That's really what it's all about because, you know, as an adult, magical. Christmas is Christmas, you know, it's fine. But when there are kids around, it's just so fun. It is so fun to watch her come down in the morning and see that tree still because she's still just 5 years old.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. And then I'm going to be skiing in Colorado for a few days before that.
Ooh, nice.
And then celebrating New Year's and people's birthdays after that. So
oh,
it's going to be a really busy couple of weeks. Yeah, it's going to be good though.
Yeah. Guys, I mean, no matter if you're in the States or anywhere else, this is a busy time of year. You're going to be having dinners and occasions with friends, family, coworkers. It's just the holiday season. I mean, New Year's is coming up, yes. sort of end of the year company parties, I know, are a big deal in lots of countries.
Yes.
So guys, like that's what we're talking about today is perhaps you will be able to give a toast at one of these occasions. And we would like to help you prepare for that.
Yeah. I mean, perhaps you'll be asked to give a toast, right? I mean, I know that a lot of our listeners, you know, maybe this is something that could make you nervous. I mean, I get nervous when I have to give a toast for sure, but it's a skill. And this is really bringing your English to the next level. So we're going to challenge you guys today.
if you are asked to give a toast, let's say maybe it's by a work colleague, your boss, yeah. or maybe it's at a family party or a friend's party, step up to the occasion, right?
And do it.
So we're going to show you how you could do it today in English.
So I know that like what I see in the movies, and I've seen it in real life a couple times, that people get others' attention that there's going to be a toast by taking a fork or something and like dinging it on a glass, like a wine glass or a water glass. So yeah. that sort of like that sound, I think, is like the iconic toast beginning, like ding, yes. ding, ding. Excuse yeah. me, everybody. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, no, you're right. Exactly. And I wonder if that's all over the world or if that's just here.
I'm not sure.
So how would we start off? I mean, what is a really good way? We're going to break this down into three or four steps for you guys. So yeah. you guys should be taking notes because you never know if you're going to need this episode this season, right? So, so I would start off by thanking the host, whoever Definitely. Is hosting the dinner. If no one's hosting it, if you're at a restaurant, you know, if someone is treating everyone, you could thank that person. Whoever organized it could also be someone that's thanked. Right?
Yeah. I like having this phrase on hand that's an easy way to begin, just saying, first of all, I'd like to thank our gracious host, right? Mm-hmm. And then you could say why for organizing this dinner or for inviting us all to your beautiful home, right? Mm-hmm. Like say who you're thanking and why. But I like that phrase, I'd like to thank our gracious host. I think that's nice.
I think it's always nice to start off any situation in which you might be nervous by showing your gratitude because totally. That is just such a natural and easy way to start. It's also a very kind of a humble way but humble in a good way, right? To start off. So I like that
definitely,
idea.
Definitely. And complimenting others and seeing that reaction mm-hmm. is great. It sort of takes the focus off you, right? Yeah. It takes you out of your head. You see this person smile. You see everybody else not looking at you, but looking at this person, maybe some light applause, you know, it's the perfect way to start.
Yeah. It's just kind of like you're facilitating the chance for that person to be recognized where they wouldn't have necessarily stood up and said, oh, I've hosted this. You know, everyone should thank me. They're not going to do that.
I did
that.
This. Love me.
Right. Exactly. So it's your chance to do that for them. So if you think of it that way, it becomes easier. In terms of nerves. Yeah. Do you focus too much on grammar? Do you freeze and get stuck when it comes to real English conversations? If so, you are missing the 7 simple secrets to connection in English. Simplify the way you connect. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets and download your free video lesson to get started in the right direction. One more time, get your video immediately at allearsenglish.com/secrets.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, so thank them for, organizing it or like the food, the environment, what have you. Mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. can find something. That's great. And then after that, depending on your culture, and this would be more at a gathering where you know everybody, like friends and family. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do this so much in a work environment, but in a more mm-hmm. informal environment, you could choose one or two people to congratulate on something they've achieved in the past year or recently. Like, and of course, we're all so happy that Ginny is here with her new baby I'd like to just quickly congratulate Paul for that amazing promotion you got. You know, mm-hmm. you could sort of just keep the compliments flowing by recognizing other people.
Yeah. And this is really interesting because this is so cultural. Like, I would love to hear from our listeners, guys. If you could come back to our blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes, come back to episode 10. What's today? 1069. Let us know if that would be something in your culture that you would do. I have a feeling that some cultures wouldn't necessarily like recognize people in that group in that way. But in our culture, it's fine. And it's, you know, even it's an honor to be recognized for many people. It depends on our personality too. But yeah, there's a lot of culture and personality that goes into this too. So you want to know your audience. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I like the adjective tactful. You want to be tactful, which means you're sensitive to what you are saying and you're not offending anybody. You're keeping it positive, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, you want to be tactful in your planning and execution of this toast. So that second part is optional, but I think I'm pretty sure this would be a universal characteristic of a toast, that the meat of it would be to talk about the future, right? And this is perfect for this time of year because we're getting towards the end of the year, right? We're going into 2019. And so this is perfect. You could talk about some new plans for the future for your company, for your family, for the world, the city, you know? Mm-hmm. And again, it depends on the audience. But yeah,
obviously. And then you're looking for the thing that you all share about the future, right? Exactly. So I like this because, you know, you can end it on a positive note and a hopeful note, like looking towards the future in a hopeful way, and it can motivate people. It can immediately bring people together, make them feel closer because they're coming together for a common goal, or maybe they're just living the future together. But it'll also give them something to talk about in conversation after the toast. Right.
Totally. Yeah. It's such positive momentum building. So at the end of the toast, guys, you have a cheers, right? And so you're going to end your toast by saying something like, so in short, or like, so I just want to say here's to all of us, or here's to a fortunate 2019, or you know what I mean? So we use that phrase like here's to a something. And then everybody raises their glasses, smiles at each other and takes a drink.
Yeah, love it. So that is giving a toast in a gist. That's the gist of it, right? That is the that's a very, very vague outline. That's a weird sentence. Awesome. So let me see. Any closing advice for our listeners? Guys, you know, if you're invited to do this, step up and give it a try. I mean, it can be really scary, right? Especially if we're doing this in English, right? If it's not our native language. Yeah.
Yeah, in any language, it would be scary, but especially in another language. So I would love to hear about what toasts you are giving this holiday season, guys. Definitely come back to the blog. This is episode 1069. You could write out a toast. Use it as a practice. Write out the toast you want to give this New Year's.
That would be great. We're so excited to hear your toasts, guys. And all right, awesome. So go and leave us a comment about this podcast. Let us know, by the way, what you think about the All Ears English podcast and the skills that you've been able to build as a result of this show. Let us know over there. Yeah, I'm so excited. This is great. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. This has been helpful for our listeners.
My pleasure. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.